Yeah, what do you think? Absolutely.
We need to hear it again.
Couldn't give up on all that. You got the bit about being Dad's DNA though, I think. Jim. Thank you.
Are you going to have the reading today?
The reading?
Yeah.
What reading was that?
Oh, right. Oh, well, I'll do it then.
Okay.
Right, today, my phone working here, Doug had said that the children's sort of time could be based around the reading, which he doesn't seem to know anything about. But I'm told that it was Luke 10, verses 8 to 11.
It comes like that.
When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there and tell them, the kingdom of God has come near you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet is a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. And it's not an easy little, it's quite self-explanatory, I suppose, in one sense, but it's a bit hard to explain in others. It could have not a very nice meaning. But today, we're going to look at something that when people look at one thing, they see different things. And I'm going to ask Joe now to put up something on the screen and that we can look at. Now, what do you see there? What do you see on the screen? Anybody?
So they said she saw an elephant.
She saw an elephant, that's right. Who didn't see an elephant? Anybody put their hand up? Right, everybody saw an elephant, right. Now, can you see something else there? Yep. You see a what?
A rhino.
A rhino. Oh, yes. Yes, the fellow with the big horn.
And the rabbit.
Is there?
Yeah,
oh, somebody's seen a rabbit, right? Oh, it's a rabbit. You reckon that's a rabbit?
Could be a fox.
Yep. Well, if you can speak German, down the bottom there, that's Cologne Zoo. And this is the symbol that they've developed for their zoo. Now, in actual fact, that could be a rabbit, but it isn't. It's actually the twin spires of the Cologne Cathedral. And just to disguise a little bit, Glenys and I have been up there and taken in the view from the top of the Cologne Cathedral. And so we can vouch that it has two spires, and they look like that. And but there's something more there.
Star.
There's a star, yes, with the eye. So I'm not quite sure what the star meant, whether it means it's the sky, the world, or overall. What else? A giraffe, somebody said. Yep, there's a giraffe there. So it's quite clever. When you first look at something, you see an elephant, don't you? And then when you look a bit closer, you begin to see these other things coming out. And we've got another one there, Joe, please. Hopefully. It'll be a lot smaller, this one. But you find that companies actually make up symbols or logos. Logos is the word. I've been struggling to find that one all the time. Logos made up, and they put that they've got their name there, but they often like to put something about their product hidden in the logo as well. One here, the Pittsburgh Zoo. I thought I'd go for the zoo theme today. Now, can you see anything in that tree? It's a wee bit harder because it's a lot smaller. But can you see anything in the tree there that might symbolise a zoo?
Well, there's animals.
There's animals? Can you see what animals they are?
A lion or a tiger.
Yep, you're right. So it's there, and this is supposed to be an ape on that side, they reckon, but I've sort of got a wee bit different. But so you can just see the outline there, but you would normally, looking at it, you would just say it's only a tree, wouldn't you? But when you get some of these people point these things out to you, you say, well, how did I miss that? How couldn't I see it? So when we look at something and look harder, or with a different understanding, we can begin to see different things, can't we, in what we see around us. And a lot of people just look at trees and mountains and other people, and they only see trees and mountains and other people. They don't necessarily see the beauty that might be of the thing as a whole. They just see them as things and might not appreciate just the wholeness of it all. And they might not see that God has created us and all this as well. And they might not see that other people are God's creation, and so they're special. But God promises that if we ever desire to want to see, to find him, and to know what his kingdom looks like in this world, then he promises that we will find him, and we will be able to see his kingdom, and we will come to understand who he is and what he wants to do in our lives. And just moving on today, we're going to have communion. And there's some simple items of food which we use in communion, but they're given another meaning today too. And so we see beyond the simple items, and it reminds us of something greater, and that's Jesus and what he's done for us. Now, I just, particularly the younger ones here, when we're having communion, if you look out for what those simple food items are and see if you can hear when Mr. Stevenson's talking about, and he leads us in communion, what those food items might mean and what their meaning is in communion. And you can, if you want to, you can come and talk to me afterwards about it. So, God's kingdom is actually in full view, like the tree was, the elephant was, but only some see God's kingdom in reality, because they just see an elephant. They don't see the hidden things and other pictures and other parts of it that are all involved in that logo. And so, some people don't believe that God is real or that he's dead, so they don't see him. So we need to have an attitude of wanting to see and find God, and then God promises we'll be able to see the whole picture and understand it. So, thank you.
Wonderful.